Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
So last night was the official ending of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to everybody who celebrated. Gavin and I were having a conversation, actually, about
overall of Hanukkah.
Yeah, yeah, the celebration of Hanukkah during the course of all 8 nights of Hanukkah. About Katie deciding this year that she wanted to celebrate Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Thank you.
You're just not Jewish.
I am not, currently.
But it did start, though, with you posting on social media and never telling us, never addressing it in person or on the show, that you and your family celebrated Hanukkah this year, which I'm sure was at your request.
Of course.
And
I mean, I texted you guys the first night of Hanukkah and said, Happy Hanukkah. You just didn't write back.
Well, we didn't know what that meant. And and then one day you weren't in the studio. Rain and I were literally sitting in silence during Hanukkah. And I just looked at him and I said, so are we just not going to talk about Katie celebrating Hanukkah? So don't get upset.
Oh, for God's sake.
But I'm sure you know why. We're pretty sure that you didn't do most of it right.
Okay. The only thing I haven't done right is I didn't light the candles from the right direction, but it's a little bit confusing because you're supposed to light them from right to left, but you're supposed to start on the left side of... You know what? It's confusing. Okay. So before, I did that
you know
wrong.
What? Before we even get into whether or not you know anything about Hanukkah, why did you do it?
Great question.
Because I have considered converting to Judaism.
Is this just because you're attracted to Jewish men?
It's not just because of that.
Well, here's what we've done. We want to help you out. We've actually found a real Jew. Our friend Scott has volunteered to be on the show. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
Shalom.
Shalom.
As Katie would say.
Boker Tov means good morning.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she knew that.
All right, so, and by the way, let's go back to, what's the thing called with the candles, Katie?
Menorah.
Okay, just, I'm quizzing her. So, the direction, Scott, which direction do you start when you light the candles on the menorah?
You actually load the candles like you read English, left to right. You light the candles right to left.
Scott, you just hang out and you fact check this.
Okay.
Why do we celebrate Hanukkah?
In the BC times, I think like 200 BC, the head guy in charge tried to banish people from practicing Judaism. Mm. And then some things happened, and then the Jewish people revolted against him. Now, while they weren't like allowed to celebrate Judaism or practice, they had this thing called the Second Temple. And the Second Temple got looted and they kind of broke it down and stuff. And then they used their altar to pray to pagan gods and stuff like that. Huh. And so then when the revolt happened and the Jews took the Second Temple back, they put a menorah on the, or maybe it wasn't a menorah, but they, on the altar, they lit a candle. But they didn't have enough oil in the candle to burn for more than one night, but then it burned for 8 nights.
It sounds like she's actually not that far off, right?
She's really not that far off. There's a little loose language in there about things happened. And then, the facts pretty close.
So if you were her Hanukkah teacher, what grade would you give that?
She's smarter than a fifth grader. I'd give you that.
As a Jewish person, how do you feel to see somebody like Katie just pick up Hanukkah as just a funsie?
Yeah, I'm not doing it as a funsie.
Well, what are you doing it for?
I'm doing it because
You're not Jewish.
I'm taste testing the religion.
Can you take Hanukkah for a test drive?
Yeah. So, Scott, okay, I retract my word funsie and I'll replace it with taste testing Judaism. How do you feel about that?
Well, not offended. Okay. Not at all. If somebody's doing it as a joke, but it doesn't seem like she's doing it as a joke at all. She's, like you said, taking it out for a test drive. I'm fine with that.
Okay. So what if she's doing it not as a joke, but ends up being funny for everyone else?
Okay. Well, that's not. I don't even know why this is funny.
Is Katie allowed to still celebrate Christmas? Scott, do you consider it double dipping?
Not really. Believe it or not, there's most of the Jewish people in the United States are secular. They are Jewish by blood, and they don't actually celebrate.
The good news for you is that as far as I know, becoming a Jew when you're not a Jew requires quite a bit of work.
Oh, I know. That's why I haven't done it yet, because it seems very hard.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.